This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks for being with us today. Every year, Lake Effect and the WUWM Newsroom collaborate on a series of reports linked to a broad issue facing the community. Over the course of a week, Project Milwaukee features interviews, in-depth reports, and live events, all under the umbrella of a single topic. Today, we kick off our latest Project Milwaukee, called Barriers to Achievement at MPS. I'm joined in the studio now by Project Milwaukee's executive producer, Annalise Hensel, and Lake Effect's coordinating producer, Stephanie Lecce. Annalise, why did we choose to address this particular topic?
Well, in our Project Milwaukee series, what we do is take a big topic that's of big importance to the community and delve into it much more deeply than we're able to in our day-to-day coverage from the newsroom or our day-to-day interviews on Lake Effect. And no one would disagree that MPS is very important to the community. There are about 80,000 students at about 200 schools. Thousands of people are employed by the district. And the future of the children, many people would say, is connected with the future of the community. MPS has also been in the headlines a lot in the past year. There was a big discussion for a while there about the mayor and the governor pushing for a takeover of how the district is governed. And report after report shows discouraging performance among the students at MPS.
Well, talk a little bit more about those statistics. Which are the ones that are raising concerns?
Well, there are really many ways that you can measure how a district is doing, but there are some that come up time and time again. One report that just came out this week shows that most children in MPS do not live near or attend a school that meets state reading and math standards. There are also measures listed on MPS's report card for the 2008-2009 year that many find troubling. For instance, there's an achievement gap among racial and ethnic groups, with African American children not performing as well as white children. Overall, the average GPA in high schools is only 1.87, and a quarter of ninth graders had a GPA less than 1.0, and the graduation rate for MPS is 68%. That compares to a state average around 90%.
Very troubling statistics indeed. Stephanie, how is Lake Effect going to be approaching these challenges that MPS is facing?
Well, Bonnie, what we're doing is we're looking at it through the lens of teachers. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk about how much responsibility teachers have for these troubling statistics that Annalise has mentioned. And what we wanted to do was really explore the unique challenges that teachers within the MPS system are facing. And so we're looking at issues like teacher retention, like the ability of the district or perhaps lack of ability of the district to attract qualified candidates. We're looking into how teachers get trained in the first place. Are they really being prepared to go into classrooms where they're facing challenges, environmental challenges, and the issues that children are bringing into the classroom with them? So we're really trying to look at where the responsibility really lies, how much of that is with teachers, how much of it is with the overall system, and, you know, how much of it is in the overall community.
These sound like problems that are happening across the country. Does MPS face unique challenges as a large urban district?
Well, Marge Pitroff had a report this morning. Her report compared MPS's performance and challenges compared to large urban districts across the country. So that's a good place to go for a lot of that information. Some experts that we spoke to for our series told us that poverty is a big player here, and the high concentration of poverty within Milwaukee. As a way to look at this measure, about 80% of the MPS population is eligible for free or reduced price lunch. And we were told that children from many poor families may have a host of problems. Their parents might not have resources to meet their needs. Some people said that children from poor families are more worried about their survival than they are attending and studying for school. Another challenge, too, to the district and to the children themselves is mobility. Around 15% of students change schools during the school year, so that can be very disruptive to their education. And a couple of other figures, I think, give some insight into what MPS needs to deal with as it looks to improve scores. 18% of the children in the school district have disabilities. So those children may require a lot of extra instruction, other supports in the classroom. And 8% are learning English as a second language.
And of course, all of these characteristics of MPS students then puts extra challenges to their teachers to, you know, have them really make gains during the school year that then get reflected on the standardized tests. And that's one of the questions that we're going to be exploring on Lake Effect, is just how fair these tests are in actually assessing how much progress a student has really made within the classroom and how much of a challenge it is for the teacher to get the work that's been done recognized.
One of the great things that's going to happen during this week, little more than week-long coverage, is that we're going to have live events as well. Annalise, can you describe what's happening with the Morning Edition and then, of course, into Lake Effect?
Sure. Next Thursday on June 3rd, listeners are invited to watch a live broadcast of Morning Edition and Lake Effect. This begins at 6 o'clock in the morning. You've got to be up early for Morning Edition. And it's at the Chase Tower on Water in Wisconsin on the ground level. Bob Bach will be hosting Morning Edition from 6 until 9, and he'll have a number of guests that will further probe the subject of MPS and some of the special barriers that it faces as it tries to help children succeed. Then from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock that morning, Lake Effect will be broadcast live with another series of experts who have looked at MPS for years and have a lot of thoughts about what the district is doing right and what it's doing wrong. And all of those details are available on our website as well.
That's wuwm.com/Project Milwaukee. Annalise and Stephanie, thank you both so much for joining me today.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Annalise Hensel is the executive producer of WUWM's Project Milwaukee series and a reporter for the WUWM newsroom. Stephanie Lecce is Lake Effect's coordinating producer. Stephanie returns after this short break with a conversation with Barbara Bales, who gives us an overview of where educational policy intersects with classroom practice. So stay tuned. You're listening to Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio.